Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Sierra, discover top workout gear at incredible prices, which might lead to another discovery. Your headphones haven't been connected this whole time. Awkward. Discover top brands at unexpectedly low prices. Sierra, let's get moving.
Coca-Cola. For the big, for the small, the short, and the tall. Peacemakers. Risk takers. For the optimists. Pessimists. For long distance love. For introverts and extroverts. The thinkers and the doers. For old friends and new. Coca-Cola. For everyone. Pick up some Coca-Cola at a store near you.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. Listening to this podcast? Smart move. Being financially savvy? Smart move. Another smart move? Having State Farm help you create a competitive price when you choose to bundle home and auto. Bundling. Just another way to save with a personal price plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Anybody, anywhere, anywhere.
It's time to take command with former NFL tight end Logan Paulson.
This pass caught by Paulson, the tight end.
And from 106.7 The Fan, Grant Paulson.
Welcome in to Take Command with former longtime Washington tight end Logan Paulson. I'm Grant Paulson. You can watch the show on the 106.7 The Fan and Team 980 YouTube channels. You can listen to this podcast wherever you get your audio. Please download, subscribe, rate, review, comment, do all that stuff that helps us. And as we always say, send this to a friend or two that maybe don't know that we're here doing this. Logan, what's good? We're getting ready for the Vikings. The Commanders have lost 7 in a row, 8 of 9, but they're favored going on the road. Look ahead line to this game. It's moved in Washington's favor after the Vikings got shut out last week. The Commanders took the Broncos to overtime. This is a really good opportunity in Minneapolis to end this skid here.
Yeah, man, I think it is going to be a great opportunity. And we're going to talk, why this is a great opportunity here in more detail. But I think the main thing is, coaches always talk about focusing on yourself, focusing on the team, focusing on the controllables. And I do feel like the Washington Commanders, at least after last week, seem to have turned a corner. You know, I think the offense looks like they're in good shape from a health standpoint. I think the defense is doing what they can and doing and performing in a way that is much better than it was kind of in the middle of the season. So I think there's a lot of things that make me want to believe this team's arrow is pointing up. And for the Minnesota Vikings, on the whole, I think their arrow is kind of pointed in the opposite direction. And again, we'll talk about that more here in a second.
Yeah, I don't know if you watched the first episode of Hard Knocks last night on the NFC East, but you could feel that with any of the scenes about the Commanders mixed in with the other three teams in the division. There was a scene from practice where we got to see the interactions of Dan Quinn and Adam Peters behind the scenes. And Quinn kind of goes up to Peters and says, like, this is the best I've felt at a practice in a while, or the most excited I've been. He's like, I got guys to coach. And they were kind of laughing about that and talking about watching Terry go run under a ball and how just impressive it was. And they hadn't seen that, obviously, in weeks at that point and for much of this season. And then the scene at the end, particularly right after they had lost to the Broncos, you never really get that access after a loss to a coach addressing a team. But we did via Hard Knocks. And Dan Quinn dropped a bar like a freaking rapper. He goes, you know, we lost, but we're not lost anymore. I was like, damn, that's a line. Because that's how it felt. That was a really beautiful way to – that sums up the game pretty well.
Chills. And I think, like, that's the thing that felt so weird about the games earlier this season is it was – the team was losing, but their this identity that was so clear last year wasn't there. And to see the game – again, I'm going to throw the Miami game in here too, but to see the Broncos game specifically kind of as a – as a, you know, using the Miami game as a building block, getting a little bit better, taking that step in the right direction. Like, this is the team that I think we all thought we were going to get this year. We thought a team that is going to play tough, competitive football, play for 60 minutes, and in this case, more because of the overtime. But that was the brand of football that I think we all were expecting. And it never really materialized because of injuries and position switches and all these different things. And so, I mean, that's how it felt, you know, like I think on the post game thing that we talked about, like one of the things is it lost, but it felt like this moral victory and in a way that I couldn't articulate. And here Dan Quinn is after the game kind of articulating it perfectly. It's like the team has its identity back and the direction is correct. And I think if they can keep playing this way, like there's going to be a lot of reasons to be optimistic the last five games of the season, but especially heading into the offseason and heading into 2026.
All right, on to the Vikings, Logan. Let's take a look first at the Washington offense against the Minnesota defense. And I think the first thing you always have to bring up with Brian Flores as a coordinator and with Minnesota defensively is the Vikings defense's blitz rate, a league high 49.6% of opposing dropbacks this season. They have blitzed. That's 8% more than any other team. And since their bye in week six, they've really leaned further into their identity, blitzing 58% of the time, which is 20% higher than any other team during that stretch.
Well, I'm really glad. I forgot to ask you in the production meeting, like what their blitz rate was, and you, because you're so familiar with Brian Flores and his philosophy, kind of brought it up organically. I was watching the Seattle game and I was like, are they blitzing every play? Like there's certain times where you're like, man, this team is blitzing a lot, or man, they're creating a lot of pressure. Like on first and second down, it feels like third down. And what I mean by that is most teams don't get really exotic or really spicy until it's third down. It's third and long. It's third and eight, third and seven. And they're like, hey, we're going to heat you up. We're going to present some issues from a protection standpoint. Brian Flores, I mean, when you look at the Detroit game, when you look at the Seattle game, there's another game that I watched. I can't remember at the moment, but they're pressuring on first down. And just it's like throwing a grenade into a room and just leaving. Like it's so chaotic, it's so frenetic, it's so good because it's so devastating. And that's something that I get really concerned about, is because it's not like you get these conventional patterns. Like for example, Philadelphia a couple of years ago had this extremely high blitz rate because they're in this five-man front. So they would say, oh, like Philadelphia is blitzing on 40% of first downs, but it's really just you're in odd spacing, right? You got your three down linemen and you got your two overhangs. And you're just blitzing both overhangs. That's a very conventional front, very, very conventional thing to see on first down. Here, it's like we're getting crosstalk, we're getting Sam, we're getting, you know, these kind of line stunts where we're dogging a player inside and kind of looping and stunting the front. And they do a great job of making it really, really challenging to target runs and target protections on first and second down. Like on the film breakdown show that I do for the Commanders, it'll be up, I think, tomorrow. I think there's a perfect clip to explain this, right? It looks like they're getting to a six-man pressure. It ends up being a fire zone, right? So they kind of drop two guys out in a zone coverage, Van Ginkle and their middle linebacker. It ends up being a five-man pro. Darnold thinks he's hot. He's trying to throw an out route to the tight end breaking out. Jackson and Smith and Jigsbo is doing this deep in cut. And basically, he thinks he's hot. The ball comes out to the out, and the corner is playing this type of match coverage. Like it looks like he's in quarters coverage, but he's actually looking through the first receiver to the tight end and is able to make a break on the football, almost get an interception. And so I look at that game against Seattle, which was one of the better offenses that we've seen as Commanders fans this year, and they were able to hold that team to 0 points or 7 points and under 100 yards in the first half of that ball game, giving, and their offense was turning the ball over like crazy. It just speaks to how chaotic and how frenetic that defense is on first and second down. And then don't get me started on third down. Like, it seems impossible to ratchet it up, but they do. And they do such a good job with their blitz rules, their blitz patterns, how they get you to target the front, how they get offensive linemen to slide when they don't need to. They get free runners. And I think they sacked Sam Darnold in that Seattle game on like the first three third downs they had in the game. So it is a frenetic group, well-coached, well-schemed. There's a little bit, there's a ton of risk associated with it, but they execute it so well that that they get what they need out of it.
So I'm glad you brought up the sacks on third down early. They actually sacked Sam Darnold four times total, but that brings us, they sacked Darnold the four times, and I think three of them were on blitzes and one wasn't, on third downs. But what I wanted to say was that defensively, Minnesota had maybe their best game of the year. I think the perception is they're coming off of this game where they gave up 26, and everyone's like, oh, well, they didn't play that good. They had a pick six, so 26 points, seven of them were defensive, so we'll start with that. Then there was a touchdown drive, the only other touchdown drive of the game for the Seahawks and the only one offensively, where they had a 32-yard drive after a short field. So now you're down to 12 points. There was a field goal they got after a 17-yard drive and got a 56-yard field goal where they barely moved the football. So now you're down to 9 points, you know, on drives that you really earned, and those were 40- and 50-yard drives. Seattle never went on a drive. So if you look at the numbers from the game, 219 net yards. You can't win like that. They did by 26 points. They averaged 3.5 yards per play against this defense. So while all year long they've been solid, I don't know that they've been maybe to the level I would have anticipated. They're the number 7 defense in the NFL. They're number 11 against the run. They're number 14 against the pass. They're top 5 at sacking the quarterback. And they're coming off of their best game.
And I think that's the other thing, too, that's important to give context here, too, is like when you compare them to the Broncos, it's a great point of comparison because we just saw them. The Broncos offense supports them to a certain extent, right? We're going to possess the football. We're going to go on long drives. Bo Nix is not, you know, maybe a top 10 quarterback in the NFL, but he's a good, this is going to sound pejorative, but he's a good game manager, right? He understands his role in the team. Right now, it is the defense for Minnesota, and there's really no offense to speak of. I mean, that's really what it is. So you look at these games against the Seahawks, the Packers, the Bears, the Ravens, the Chargers, the Eagles. Like, the defense is throwing it down, like playing extremely well. The quarterback, whoever it is, Carson Wentz, Brosmer, J.J. McCarthy, is not doing a very good job at the moment, right? Their offense, and there's a million reasons for that. We'll talk about that when we get to the offense, but they are really standing, like they've kind of drawn in the line in the sand defensively and said, we are carrying this team. And you see that week in and week out. And they're just not getting a lot of support from the offense. So people say, oh, well, they're not very good against the run statistically. Well, statistically, when you're up 26-0, you're going to see more carries late in the game. Same thing with the Packers game. They were down big late, or down big early in that game. They got a lot of carries late. And so I do think some of these numbers, like you look at them just on face value, but when you actually watch the game, you're like, this group is good. They present a lot of problems. Like one of the things I like to do when I'm watching and getting ready for football is like, if I'm the coordinator, like what runs do I like, right? What runs kind of cover up their pressures? What runs kind of capture all the rules in their different fronts? And
toast the holidays in a new way and raise a glass of rum chata. A delicious creamy blend of horchata with rum. Enjoy it over ice or in your coffee. Rum chata, your holiday cocktails just got sweeter. Tap or click the banner for more. Drink responsibly. Caribbean rum with real dairy cream, natural and artificial flavors. Alcohol 13.75% by volume, 27.5 proof. Copyright 2025 Agave Logo Brands, Pewaukee, Wisconsin. All rights reserved.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I will tell you, it's very hard for me to find plays that I consistently like versus the pressures they bring on first down. So that's something I just want to call attention to. And so this is going to be a big challenge. In some ways, I feel like it's a bigger challenge than what Denver brought. And so I think this is going to be really interesting to see how offensively they stand up in a game like this.
So here's the good news for Washington's offense, and one of the reasons I'm really intrigued to watch the matchup. With the blitz rate that I mentioned being number one in the NFL, ball's got to be out quick. You need a decisive quarterback. Marcus Mariota is completing 68% of his passes against the blitz this season. He is seventh in effectiveness against the blitz. We don't know that he's going to start. We think he's going to start. There's a chance that Jaden Daniels does. Interestingly, Daniels completed 47% of his passes against the blitz so far this year, which is lowest in the NFL. So if he comes back, obviously you need to get him going against the blitz. I think that's maybe more of a sample size thing than anything. But he and Mariota have played about the same amount this year. But let's just assume it's Marcus, because that's the trending direction of I think everybody's assumptions right now. I mean, he has handled the blitz pretty well. You've got a veteran quarterback. He sees where someone's coming from. He's throwing it behind that guy a lot. So do you have any more confidence? Do you feel okay based on how Mariota has dealt with it this year?
Yeah, I would say normally, yeah. I think the problem with Minnesota is it's just a lot of kind of unconventional stuff, unconventional patterns, unconventional drops, and they do a good job of disguising their stuff. Like, there's times where I'm watching it, I'm like, I would bet my life that this is quarters coverage, or this is cover two, or this is cover three, and it's not. And so, like, where I think the ball should go based on the read pre-snap is not a thing with this defense. And so, you know, like, people talk about Brock Purdy seeing ghosts versus this defense, or really struggling versus this defense, and how quarterbacks have a hard time managing this defense. After watching them and doing a more extensive study, like, I see why. It's not what you normally see. Like, one of the things about quarterbacks that makes them so good is they are good at pattern recognition, right? And so, like, if this is the coverage structure, this is the blitz. If this is the coverage structure, this is how they're going to distribute. If this is the coverage structure, they could be in man or they could be in zone, right? Like, or you know, two man or Tampa two. Like, those are the coverage they run. They're just really good at processing those things. And this is a team that, to their credit, man, they don't make it easy pre-snap and they don't make it easy post-snap. And so I don't want to say you're guessing, but like, the way to beat them is you need to be really locked in on your protections. And so, like we just talked about, their patterns on first and second down and third down, quite honestly, are really diverse. And so that really comes down to the offensive line. That comes down to the communication with the quarterback. So am I confident that they can handle it? Yes. It's just going to take a lot of prep this week to make sure that the five guys, the running back, the quarterback, are all seeing it the same way. Because like I said, if you pick it up, there's huge spacing in the back end of this defense. They don't have enough coverage guys, right? It's just the problem is getting to that point with the secondary. So yes, I am confident that Marcus can handle it, but it is an unconventional lift this week with this Minnesota group.
Sounds like you're really blown away by what Flores is doing, calling and designing. I mean, how many guys would you put on the short list with him as far as D coordinators? Like, I think that anytime you're a head coach and it doesn't go well, it changes how people view you, even as a coordinator. See Josh McDaniels, who I think is being awesome. I mean, he's excellent in New England. Flores is really, really good. But, like, he's on a short list of some of the best DCs in the league. How high up on that list is he?
After watching him, I mean, a little bit of it is the gambling element of it, I think, is probably something that hurts him. So, like, when you compare him to the guy in Seattle, what's the guy in Seattle's name? The head coach. Anyway, it doesn't matter. But, like, Seattle's defense is much more conventional. It's a little bit safer. You're relying on the horses up front to win for you. I feel like Flores has kind of taken position players and maximized them.
Right.
And doing stuff that's a little bit aggressive, a little outside of the box, he kind of reminds me a little bit of like what Mike McDaniels is doing in Miami from an offensive standpoint. It's just a little unconventional, a little bit different. The spacing's a little bit different. The motions are a little bit different. And that's, I feel like, what they're getting from Flores defensively. So I like it. I think it's a lot of fun. I think it's hyper aggressive. I feel like it's very risky. But again, the way he coaches it and the detail that he's coaching it with mitigates some of that risk. And I think that's the thing that makes it so fun.
So would you rather play for like a Mike McDonald in Seattle, or would you rather like defensively? Do you like that aggressiveness? Because it seems like players just, they go all in for Flores' style.
Yeah, no, I think that's exactly right. I think the go get it. So this is what I will say. I like when defenses dictate to offenses, and every play he's dictating. So most defenses you watch, they'll dictate in certain situations, or they'll kind of call your bluff versus certain personnel groupings or whatever. He is like, bump it, man. We are playing football here too, and this is our court, and we're going to play it by our rules, which is kind of fun to watch. You know, like I can't remember, maybe the old defensive coordinator for the Giants, the guy who used to blitz all the time, he kind of played with that same way. His was even more reckless. Here we're coached up. The details are a little bit tighter.
You're talking about
Wink Martindale.
Oh, Wink Martindale. Hell yeah.
Yeah. Wink Martindale getting after it, you know, just freaking bringing nukes every single play, engaging it on Madden. This is that same kind of feel, but the patterns are much more tightly coached, much more rigorous. You're a little bit more sound. He's still hyper aggressive, but he's kind of taken that Wink approach and just kind of said, we can do this, but we can do it with more detail. And I think he's put these guys in a really good position to be successful. And also the personnel that they've accrued here is important to acknowledge. Like just having linebackers like Van Ginkle or the kid that Dallas Turner, Jonathan Greenlaw, like having guys that can kind of drop and cover and do some different things and help you with these patterns definitely is an essential part of his system. So I don't think this is something that travels everywhere, but he definitely is maximizing guys and maximizing roles.
And just to point out some of that personnel really quickly on the Vikings defense against the Washington offense. So a reunion of sorts as John Allen will play Washington for the first time in his career. He's on the defensive front for the Vikings, 12 games this year, 2.5 sacks and 21 tackles. For him, it's been kind of a quiet statistical season. Javon Hargrave has been a good tackle up front for a long time, playing the nose for them. You mentioned Jonathan Greenlaw. He came over from Houston. They kind of made a swap there, not with a trade, but Danielle Hunter, who was a Viking for a long time, went to the Texans in the same offseason as Greenlaw came from the Texans to the Vikings, and he's a really good player. Dallas Turner, I thought, just watching their game back from this past outing, maybe had his best game of his career. He was a first-round pick. They took him in the top 10 a couple of years ago. He was really, really good, I thought, this past week against Seattle. They got some linebackers who can run. You mentioned Van Ginkle, super athletic. He's a guy that bats balls and often picks passes off on screens, so you got to watch him. Isaiah Rodgers has had some huge games, had a multi-touchdown game early this season. Josh Metellus, the safety, is kind of slippery and moves all over the place. Harrison Smith's a quarterback on the field, been around forever. Byron Murphy's the guy they trust on an island in coverage. So there's a lot of names that people know, a lot of really good football players on their defense as well.
Yeah, and they definitely know what they're doing. I think that's the thing, is like when you watch these aggressive defenses, it's like, oh, there's a coverage bust or these guys aren't here. But I feel like when you watch them, they're really disciplined with run fits from the pressures, and they're really disciplined with their coverage responsibilities from these pressures too. And I guess it makes sense because they live in it, right? I mean, 58%, Grant, like that is a crazy number since the bye. That is a crazy number. And you feel it when you watch the film. Like, it's not like, oh, you know, like I said, it's not like these like soft pressures where they're like, these are aggressive, different, multiple pressures. And I think they just are bought in. And so like these are good football players, like you're saying, but I think the scheme here and the way it's coached is really the story for me.
All right, that is the toughest news that we'll be giving you in this matchup, because next we get to talk about the Vikings' terrible offense against the Commanders' defense. This is Take Command.
Doug. Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.